You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Yes, it's the Does program. Does, you know, is the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. Now let's visit the Dozen family. There's Dickie Dozen talking to Mom.
Gee, Mom, am I glad you sent me to the store for Does. It saved me from going to that sissy party at Susie's.
What?
Does sure is a swell soap.
What's come over you, Dickie? You weren't so excited about it when you started. I told you Does is a big new soap discovery, and it does everything in my wash.
Sure, Ma, but then I thought Susie was inviting us over to play baseball. Boy, lucky I went for Does instead. It's terrific.
Of course it is, Dickie. Does does everything. Dirty overalls, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips. But when did you start liking Does better than baseball?
Stinky Williams put me wise. He was going to the store for Does, too.
Stinky Williams? Why, I told his mother yesterday, Does would get even Stinky's dirty overalls clean easy. I said she wouldn't even need a bar soap anymore, because Does gets dirt out all by itself.
Stinky knows what Does can do now.
About time his mother let Does get her towels dazzling white. No soap will get him whiter.
Gee, Mom, that's not all Does does.
What do you mean, Dickie? I told her Does means longer life for the pretty rayons and other nice things you wash. Yet Does can't be beat for getting out tough dirt.
Yeah, but Ma, Stinky said if you and his Ma hadn't sent us to get Does, we'd have been at Susie's. And her Ma was pulling this surprise party for her with a bunch of dames.
Oh?
And us thinking we were gonna play baseball. Gee, Mom, Does is wonderful. It does everything.
Yes, does everything. In the wash, that is. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the grimiest clothes. Try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, tonight, the situation at the Goldbergs is divided. Molly is head over heels in love with her new daughter-in-law. And Rosie Goldberg just doesn't like Grace. Yes, it's as plain as that. Molly, of course, when she heard that her son had married Grace just before being sent abroad, well, Molly opened her capacious heart to her new daughter and invited her to Lessonberry. But Rosie still feels that there is something queer about Grace, something that has to do with a neighboring farmhand named George. Both these strangers came from the same town. And Rosie suspects that they know each other, although they deny ever having met. Well, while the Goldbergs were talking in Molly's bedroom, Grace was downstairs talking on the phone. Late at night, too. It was odd. Well, the night isn't over yet. And Molly has a thing or two to say. Listen.
Jake, if I'll ask you, will you tell me?
In the morning, I'll tell you anything you ask me.
Not now.
Not now. Good night.
Good night. Not now, when I wanna talk and I wanna converse. All day you're at the mill. When you come home...
The house is full of company.
So when else do we get a chance to converse privately?
In the morning, I'll converse with you privately.
Only one question. May I? Jake, if I may? No?
No.
No? Yes or no?
No, yes. What is it?
What was you and Rosalie talking about when I went for the dictionary?
What should we be talking? We have no secrets, Molly.
Did I said secrets?
So why the interrogation?
Just asking.
Good night.
Good night. Jake.
I'm sleeping.
Rosie don't like Grace.
Why shouldn't Rosie like Grace?
I'm only asking.
That's no question to ask.
Only
Molly, use a little proportion. Rosie is also our child.
I'm not using proportion.
Divide your affection, I mean.
Jake, Rosalie said that
Rosie don't have to say. I can see.
What did you see?
Molly, please. I'm tired and fatigued, and I have a busy day in front of me. Let me get some shut-eye.
Only just tell...
Not another word. Good night. Where are you going?
Put on my slippers. I'll be right in.
I repeat, where are you going? You're going to wake up the whole house.
I wouldn't wake the whole house. Sleep. Expire. Look out, Spawny. Look out. Waldorf will sleep up here in the hall. Go downstairs. Waldorf will sleep in the hall. Right in front of my door. If I didn't, so I would fall on you. What's the matter with you? Go away. Don't come in Rosalie's room. Don't come. Come on. Go away. Come on.
Ma?
Ma. You're not sleeping?
No.
Why do you have the window open so much? A draft should be on you exactly.
Is it too much?
Much. Rosalie, why aren't you sleeping?
I will.
Will. I know you will. You're disturbed. You perturbed?
No, Ma. Why should I be?
You shouldn't be.
Did Papa say anything to you?
What should Papa say?
I'm sorry, Ma.
What is there to be sorry?
Nothing, only...
If I love Grace, does that mean I love you less? Don't you know what loving Grace means to me, Rosalie? Don't you know? Feelings don't always have a tongue, Rosalie. I feel I owe so much to Samuel that even if Grace was less than she is, I'd close both my eyes and love her even if she had faults. Because it would be something I owe to Sammy. May you never know, Rosalie, what it means for a mother to see her son go to war. Maybe you never will. And if you don't, then maybe everything we're going through will be worthwhile. Let's hope. I don't know if I said what I meant.
You did, Ma.
I don't want you to feel, Rosalie, that if I put my arm around Grace's shoulder, that I must put my other arm around you. You should know that it's there. And if I kiss Grace, do I have to turn around and kiss you? You have all mine kisses. You must know that, Rosalie. And if not, then I failed. My love for you, Rosalie. Should there be a question mark?
Talk, talk, talk. Talk.
I'm finished.
If Grace is talking long distance, Molly, I hope she reversed the charges.
Grace is talking on the phone now.
She is.
Downstairs?
Where then?
At this hour?
To whom is she talking?
I didn't ask. Why should I be a father-in-law?
George, they know I'm down here on the phone. Now, this is the second time they've caught me at it. We'll just have to decide where to meet. This isn't the place, no. No, I don't want to meet you at Masha's. No, that's just as bad. Everything's fine, but we'll have to be careful. What do you mean I'm the expert? George, we've talked this over a million times. Okay, then. Well, let's get on with it. Do you think I feel safe doing this? Well, of course not, but we're going to. We're going to get what we want, and I'll... Uh-oh. Somebody's coming. Yes. Yes, goodbye.
Grace, you're crying?
It's all right.
So, why are you crying? What happened, darling?
It's all right. I'm all right. I'll be all right. I'm sorry, Mother.
If I'm mother, so tell me. Tell me, Grace.
Please.
Grace. Grace, tell me like you would tell Sammy.
I didn't tell Sammy, I wouldn't. There was no reason for Sammy to have to worry. He was going away.
I didn't know if I'd ever see him again. I wasn't going to bother him.
Grace, darling.
It's nothing. It's my trouble and I'll solve it. It has nothing to do with you or anybody. I don't want you worrying about it.
But, Grace, I want to worry about it.
Please, please, it's all right. That's why I came down to call now. I thought you'd be all asleep.
But what it is, you can tell me, Grace.
Please, it's nothing. Let's go to sleep. I'm not a weakling. I can handle this thing, and I will. I'm sorry I started to cry.
You won't tell me?
Not now. Go to sleep, Mother, and don't worry. I can carry my own troubles. I didn't come here to visit my new family just to bring them my troubles. I want this visit to be happy for all of us.
But I'm your husband's mother. That means I'm yours, Grace. That means your sorrow and trouble is mine, just the same as your happiness. Don't forget, Grace, if you're a war bride, then I'm a war mother.
Well, Grace very nicely covered her conversation with George. But the invention is going to work havoc with Molly's imagination. For Molly is a great worrier, and Grace has flung a seed of concern into a very fertile heart. You know, this war is a woman's war as well as a man's war. Already, thousands of American women are serving with the fighting forces or working on the war production lines. Don't you want to do something important, too? Then join the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, the WACS. They need you. Need you badly to take over many vital jobs, such as radio operators, cashiers, telephone operators, secretaries, cooks. Remember, every woman who joins the WACS helps release a soldier for active fighting service. So if you are an American citizen between 21 and 44, have no children under 14, and no other financial dependents, then you're just the woman the Army needs. Race, creed, color makes no difference. Opportunities for advancement are many. The pay is good. In fact, WACS now receive the same pay as enlisted men and officers. Join now. The WACS have proved themselves a vital unit of our great Army. So go to your nearest Army recruiting and induction station today. The WACS need you now. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly's mind is in a whirl, and she can't wait to fling a helping hand to Grace's invented trouble. This is Clayton Collier, speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying, do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.